Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Zayin Omud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to be starting and Mitzvah Shem completing Simon Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel, as well as starting Tov Kuf Ayin Dalet. So let's start in the middle of Mem Zayin Omud Beis with Simon Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel, Dinam Shabbat Lo Megillas Tainis. There was a famous sefer known as Megillas Tainis, which is mentioned many times in the Gemara, which lists all of the minor holidays that occur to the Jewish people. Minor in the sense that they haven't been continued in our time, with the exception of Chanukah and Purim, which I mentioned there as well. But all of these other days commemorated great victories that we had over oppressors and persecutors, and those days were special in that they weren't allowed to have either a tainis on them or a hesped on them, a eulogy, and this applied sometimes the day before and the day afterwards as well. So that's what this siman is discussing. It's only one sif. We begin with sif aleph. The Mechaber says, Hilchasa, since, in fact, Megillas Tainis has been bottle of Megillas Tainis, therefore, all of the days that are listed in Megillas Tainis, with the exception of Chanukah and Purim, which originally all of these days were days of minor holiday, and therefore you weren't allowed to fast on them, therefore you are allowed to fast on them now, mutar l'sanos b'hem, because Megillas Tainis no longer exists as a halachic work. And certainly, if you're allowed to fast on those days themselves, so the additional restrictions that were originally present, sometimes that you couldn't fast the day before or afterwards, you couldn't have a hesped the day before or afterwards, certainly that no longer applies. The one exception to the rule is Chanukah and Purim. Chutz b'Chanukah and Purim, she'asu l'sanos b'hem bi'atzmo. You're not allowed to fast on Chanukah and Purim itself. However, since those days, also, you might have thought you can't fast the day before or the day afterwards, or a spade the day before or the day afterwards. Alufreim ulachreim mutter. The Mechaber tells us that you are allowed to go and have a tainus the day before or the day afterwards. Now, let's see this inside in the Mishnah Berurah of Karn Aleph. He writes down that in Megillas Tainus, Shom Kosov Kama Yomim Bishana Shinasu Bem Nisim Labosenu, those were days that were listed that were great miracles for the Jewish people. And therefore, in those days, Vasum Chachom Kiyom Tov, they were made like a minor holiday, Shalom Lisanus Bem, and the rule was that they couldn't fast on them. Vigam Lefneim Lachreim, Osru Bem Lisanus. And likewise, the day before and afterwards, in the days that Megillas Tainus was extant and was being followed, they didn't have a tainus the day before or the day afterwards. Sivkon Beis, nowadays, Mutul Lisanus Ben, Midei Shabbosenu, Eru Ben Harbe Maoros Ubitlam. Because unfortunately, because of our sins, many additional tragedies have occurred, and he brings down the name of the Levush, that we no longer follow those minor holidays of Megillas Tainus. With the exception, Chanukah and Purim, Sivkot and Gimel, Rots Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us here, the Mishmur says, is, Shehem Gam Kein Mehayomim Haksuvim Megillas Tainis, even though Chanukah and Purim were listed as well in Megillas Tainis, Uvnei Anisim HaGdolim HaMufusamim Shinas Behem, because they were much, much greater miracles and more widespread in Klai Yisrael by Chanukah and Purim than were the other miracles that occurred on the other days mentioned in Megillas Tainis, Nisharu Becheskosim, so Chanukah and Purim remained. Sivkot Dalit, but you're allowed to fast the day before and afterwards. The Lepneim Ulachreim Lochamiri Mishar Yom Maksuv Misham, because the day before and after Purim and Chanukah don't have additional strength, so to say, more than the other days of Megillas Tainis. The issue footnote number one brings down from Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Reish Pei Vav and the Mishnah Berurah over there, Shadas Habach Vaprichodos Shaosu L'Sanos Biyom Shlefnei Chanukah. One should not fast on Chav Dalit Kislei, the day before Chanukah, with the exception, in a place where they would normally fast Erev Rosh Chodesh, and here Erev Rosh Chodesh would be on Chanukah, so they had a custom to fast on Erev Chanukah, so they would be allowed to fast. However, he says, but this is not the best custom to have. He says, you shouldn't do this. He adds as well, you certainly shouldn't be gozer a Tanis Sibur on Erev Chanukah. And likewise, the day after Chanukah as well, we don't make him into a Tanis Sibur, albeit an individual could fast on that day if he needed to. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, V'chein Shabbosos, on a regular Shabbos, V'yamintovim, or Yamintovim, V'rosh HaKadoshim, and Rosh Chodesh, Mutarim Lefneim Lachrem. There is no prohibition in fasting the day before or after Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh. One can do so, even though by Megillas Tainis we said you shouldn't do this for those days, but the day before or afterwards, this is not required by Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkon, hey, Ayin Le'el, B'simen, Tov Tzadi Dal, Sivkim, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin, what it says there, and you can look in Dershu foot number 2, where he brings down Sha'asu L'Sanus Matzi Shavuos. He does bring down that you shouldn't fast on Matzi Shavuos, and the Mishnah Berurah there says, Mishum Shekechol Shavuos B'Shabbos, when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, so this would Yimei Tashlumim, because you couldn't bring your carbonos on Shabbos, and therefore The days afterwards were a little bit like a Yom Tov. We call them the Yemei Tashlumim, and therefore, since people brought their korbanos then, one shouldn't go and fast on those days. This was then added as well, an Ishu Chag of Sukkos, even though this reasoning doesn't apply, Mutar L'Sanos Bo, you could technically fast on Ishu Chag. However, he brings up from the Vilna Gaon, the Beis Yosef, that the minhag was not to fast on Ishu Chag of any Ishu Chag. And he says even a Tanis Yard site or a Chosin and a Kala getting married, they had the minhag that they wouldn't fast on Ishu Chag. And the issue footnote number 5 brings down this was true even in Chutz La'aretz. Albeit, he says some disagree with that. Ayin in the issue footnote number 5. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagoh, mi sheyesh lo nisuyim b'chanukah. If somebody gets married on Chanukah, in lo sanos, then the Chosin and Kala don't fast on Chanukah when they're getting married. Mishabur Sivkot and Vav tells us, v'koshke in Purim, it's certainly on Purim, which is in some ways stricter than Chanukah, d'hu yom mishta v'simcha. Purim is a special day of mishta and simcha, so therefore you shouldn't fast. And he says as well, ayin l'kamen and simen tofer ish sadi vav sivches in the Morgan Abram over there, Sham, and the issue foot number 3 brings down that over there it says, shemuta lisa isha b'Purim. One is permitted to get married on Purim. However, the Morgan Abram says over there, sheish bazeh mishum ein ma'arvin simcha simcha. He thinks that you shouldn't get married on Purim, and he says Yasel Chup b'Biyom Yud Gimel Adar. He says it's preferable to get married on Yud Gimel Adar, Tanis Esther, rather than getting married on Purim. Now we go back to the Ramah, and the Ramah says, however, Avol Yesh Lo Nisuyim Bin Nisan. If a person gets married in the month of Nisan, when we don't say Tachdim, and when Minog is not to fast, so Misana B'Yom Chuk Pasu. Then the Chosin and the Kala can fast on that day. Afil B'Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and even Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and especially Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Neshu Echo Bin Ayom Mishim Misana B'Yom, because some have the custom to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as we will learn, Kidil Kamen and Sov Simon Tof Kuf Pei. He brings us down the name of Hagos, Umin Hogim, from the Likutei Marash. The Mishnah Bura, Siv, Cotton, Zion tells us, Dimash is the hero, Shalola Salus Benisan. Why we don't fast during Nisan? He says, Ainu Ela Minog. He brings it down from the Bach because we don't say Tachnun and the Yemei Simcha, and therefore we don't fast. But if there's a reason to fast, such as a Chosin getting married, so then you can. Well, if he's there, who then he says the same thing applies in Lag B'Omer. It's only a minhag not to fast in Lag B'Omer. Vayom Mishmei Rosh Chodesh Sivan at Shavuos, and likewise in the first days of the month of Sivan before Shavuos, it's only a minhag not to fast. Vayom Mishabein Yom Kippur Sukkos, and likewise in between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, where there's a minhag not to fast. So therefore, if the Chosin gets married on those days, he would fast. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, according to this opinion, that the Chosin has to fast if he gets married between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, the Mati Ephraim brings down, if there's a need, the Chosin's weak or he's sick, then you could be Mekel. And the reasoning is, he brings down from the Elohim Matep, one of the reasons you fast on the day of your marriage is because it should be like a mini Yom Kippur for you. So he says, this is right after Yom Kippur, and so to say, the new sinning season doesn't start till Sukkos. And therefore, ain lochush lavonos chadoshim. You don't have to be concerned in this period of time. Shiyom rishon shol Sukkos, who rishon l'cheshbon avonos. In this period of time, you're so busy doing mitzvahs that we don't consider it a time that you're going to sin, and therefore, you may not need a new private mechila because you just had Yom Kippur. However, he brings down others that disagree, ayin in the rest of this Dirshu footnote. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. Avo bi Yisru Chag, ubetu ba'av, ubetu b'shvat, ein misana. On these days, Yisru Chag, tu ba'av, and tu b'shvat, he says the minhag is for the chassid not to go and fast. And Dirshu foot number 6 brings down, Matam Isu Tainis Batu Bishvat. Why can't you fast on Tu Bishvat? Right, Tu Bishvat is this week. I'm dictating this right before Tu Bishvat, so it's in Yonah Diyoma. She says the reason why we don't fast on Tu Bishvat brings down from the Mordechai, Shalom Matsonu Tainis Barosh Hashanah, because we're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. And since Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah, Li'ilanos, V'keinu Gamdino Shal Tu Bishvat, Kivon Shemona, B'mishna B'yachad Im Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, that's why we don't fast on Tu Bishvat. And the Mishnah Berurah himself adds, Kiva Shus Kubi Gemara. He brings that from the Morgan of Rome, since these are mentioned in the Gemara, so therefore we don't fast on those days. But then he brings down, V'yesh Mekilim B'chol Yomim Shein Omim B'hem Tachnun. Then he brings down, and this is also from the Morgan of Rome, that there are those that are Mekel, that the Chosin doesn't fast on any day that we don't say Tachnun. And I think that is a very common custom and is accepted by many. The whole idea of fasting on the day of the Chuppah is, as we said, it's a mini Yom Kippur. And the other thing is, because the person shouldn't be drunk, potentially, if he's eating, he's going to be drinking, and then he could have a question of it's a mekach tos, that the kiddushin wasn't really valid because he was a shikur. That's why some differentiate and say that a woman is allowed to go and eat on those days, because which Jewish woman would be a shikora, and therefore it's not a concern by a woman, it's only a concern by a man. If it's the reasoning of a mini Yom Kippur, so then it applies equally to a man and to a woman. We go to Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Ches. Ba'afilu alman shenos alman. He says even if a widow marries a widower, gamkin tzrichim shnei lasanos. The minig is that they both fast. Ba'tam the neighbor should also yom mochel al same. As we pointed out, it's a mini yom kippur, and they get mechila for their sins. Ve'yisvada alavonosav biyosa yom, and they should do tshuva on that day. If you don't do tshuva, it may not help. And he brings this down in Dishufu number 8 from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that says that this only works with tshuva, although he brings down from a Fisher Zatzal, from the Eda Charedis, that he holds the whole Maisa of fasting here is learned out from Esav, Shinosuas Mochalas. And certainly Esav didn't do tshuva, so therefore he says maybe even without tshuva that this fast could work. But again, certainly the idea of doing tshuva is obviously the key. Mishnah Berurah brings down the old time, Shema Yushikor and Bishas Kiddushin. As I mentioned before, the Mishnah Berurah says, another reason why the Chosin fasts on the day of his wedding is because it's concerned that if he was eating, he would be also drinking, and then there would be a question of a Mekach Toz for the Kiddushin. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess says, Afilu Barosh Chodesh, we're talking here about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they said that you could fast. Pira Sha'asa Medina, Sanas Barosh Chodesh. In general, you're not supposed to fast at Rosh Chodesh, but there's an exception, if you wish, for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and possibly also for Rosh Chodesh Av. You call Makum Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Yis Ane, Mipnei Vechule. For the reasons that we just mentioned, so on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where the ready is a minute to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he says the Chosin can fast on that day. And he says, Who Adin Rosh Chodesh Av, as I pointed out, there's those that have the custom to fast on Rosh Chodesh Av as well. Therefore, yesh gam kin l'sanos mitam zeh, for this reason. Elish l'chachil ein nosimbo, but therefore, he says, better not to pick those days. Ein tzorich l'mesav tainis l'tanis, so if you do fast on that day, you don't have to do a makeup tainis for fasting on that day. You don't have to be l'mesav tainis l'tanis, so ha'masana b'chadoshim eilu, d'ho ha'birishus kovim, because you're technically doing it with permission. The issue footnote number 9 brings down, if somebody normally doesn't fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so the Nahar Sholem says, don't go pick, if you're getting that married that day, to start fasting on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He brings that on the other hand, the Torah's Chaim says, yes, you should. And he brings that from the Darki Moshe, Shagami Shalo Rogil Sanos Bo Mesana Biyom Chupah. So even if you don't normally fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if that's the day of your wedding, you should. And he brings down, that's the Minuk. And he brings down for Shlomo Zalman, Shaminuku Shachosim Mesana Bo. If you're getting married that day, you do, in fact, fast. However, he brings down from the Torah's Chaim that the Kala doesn't have to fast. Mishum Shema Olam Lo Hutu Lenoshim L'Sanas Rosh Chodesh. Women never fast on Rosh Chodesh. However, he brings down from the Chlicha Shlomo Sheminuk Shechosim VeKala Misanim Bo. He says that both the Chosim and the Kala would fast in that situation. Again, each person should ask thereof what they should practically do. This concludes Simon Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel, and we start Tov Kuf Ayin Dalet, which deals with the Alochos Shenos Nibetanis Chumi Amok Mishots of Shalach L'Sham. The person's traveling from one place to another, and in the place that he came from, they had a tainis, the place he's going to, they didn't, or vice versa, what should the person do? So the Mechaber starts Sif Aleph. Ha'olech mimokum shimisana lamokum she'emisana. If you're going from a place where they had the custom to fast, and you're going to a place now, lamokum she'emisana, and v'datu laser, and you're intending to go back to the place where you came from, which is where they are fasting, tzorech lisanos kol tainis shekiblu aleim. So the Mechaber paskins, then you have to fast, even though you're not in the place where they're fasting. You're in a place where they're not fasting, but since you're going back to your hometown, where they do have the custom to fast, you should fast with them. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph, b'nei iro, you're going to fast like the people of your city. Shekiblu shadat lachsar, since you're intending to go back there, tzorech medina lekabel lov chumri mokum shiatz misham. As we pointed out, you have to follow the customs of the place that you're coming from. Well, Myri, we're talking here, Shoya B'makum Shemistan and Bishas Kabbalah Tainis. You were there when they accepted upon themselves the Tainis. Because otherwise, the Mlokain, if you weren't there, Vade Locholo, Lov, Gezeris Kol Shalom, then you weren't included in that accepting the Tainis, Kibim Shaloya Oshan, because you weren't there. And he adds, Vidavko Shahatainis Hubishul Tshuva. That's only if the Tainis was to spur people to do Tshuva. Or alternatively, or about a tragedy to prevent the tragedy from occurring. However, aval matanis nikba gzeirus she'avra. But if it's for something that happened in the past, for example, they had the custom to fast on chav sivan, kamo chav sivan, bepolin chadome, and the places because of the yimachshimov zicho chelnitzki that the gzeirus tach v'tat that killed a million Jews. So, if you have come from a place where, like in Poland, where they did fast on chav sivan. Then you don't need a Kabbalah because everybody was doing it. And it's like a regular Tanasiba. You don't have to accept upon yourself Shivasa Batamas. And then this din applies. Even if you're going to a place where they don't fast, you have to fast. And you have to accept upon yourself all the chumras of the place that you come from if you're planning on going back there. And therefore, Vimkibo Biatswa Tanasolov. Certainly, if you accepted upon yourself the tainis, you certainly have to go fast, even if you didn't intend to go back, if you accepted upon yourself the tainis. The issue footnote number 2 brings down, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, where they had the custom, they would fast these series of fasts, which included up to 13 fasts for getting rain, and it was in the middle of those fasts when you left the place, so the Kafa Chaim brings down, Sarach Lahashlam is called a Yom Taniyos. You have to go and continue fasting all 13 of those. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, HaHolech Mimokum She'emis Anim, Mimokum She'emis Anim. Other way around. If you're going from a place where you're not fasting to a place where they are fasting, what should you do? So the Mechaber says, Yisane Imohem Afilu Datu Lachso. You should fast with them, even though you're going to go back, because you're right there with them now, and you should be Mishtatif with them. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Beis, Av She'ochal Hayom Kodem She'bolir. Even though you ate the day beforehand, nevertheless, you still accept the tannis with them, and you don't eat the rest of the next day. Although the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Dalet, says if it's an Odom Cholush, maybe you don't have to do this, and he says certainly Befahesya Bevadei Lo, shouldn't eat in public. And this is worked out in the name of Prima God. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel says even though you're planning on returning, you still have to fast with the people that you're with. How can you not fast when they're all fasting because of some tzara? And therefore, even in private, you shouldn't eat. If it's for a past problem, if your minog is not to fast, and their minog is, so then in private, you might be able to go and eat. And as long as you're not planning on staying there, you're going to go back home. So therefore, the Morgan of Rome would say that you'd be allowed to eat in private. The El Yerabba, however, the El Yerabba says, no, you shouldn't eat in private even in that situation. And the issue footnote number 4 explains, because even in this Tzarish Avra, you should be mishtativ with them. And furthermore, even if you eat only in private, you're not going to look like you're fasting. Your face is going to be lit up. And therefore, it will be as if you're eating in public. Mechaber continues and he writes, Umiyu kivan shlo kibel of tainis. In this place, you didn't accept upon yourself the tainis. If you go outside the tchum of the city, in that situation, you can then eat and you don't have to make it up. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Dalet tells us, Dafka b'shadai t'lachso. This, of course, assuming that you're planning to go back to your town, which doesn't fast on this day. But if you're planning on staying in this town, so even though you're outside the town now, you were there at the time that they started the fast also, then you shouldn't eat even if you're outside the town. Because you were there when they accepted upon themselves the tainus when it started, and therefore it's as if you were included in the tainus as well. But if you weren't inside the city, and you're still outside the tomb of the city, then you don't have to accept upon yourself the fast, even if you're not planning on going back. But since you didn't go into the city yet, you don't have to take upon yourself their customs. And then he brings down the Yeshmakilim, the Chazar, the Yotze Chutzut Chum. There are those in the Mekel that if you left the Chum, even if you weren't there originally, but you can be Mekel, brought down in the Bach, the Yeraba, as you see in the Shaar HaTzion Osvav. Finally, we conclude with the Ramah, Hagah, Vedavku, Shabbal, Lusham, Yom, Tadis. This is all if you came there on the day of the Tadis. Abel, and Baal, Lusham, Yom, but if you came there the day before, then Tzarech, Lekabel, of a Tadis. They're all accepting upon themselves a Tadis. You should accept it upon as well, not to be partial in the Tzibor. And then, Vetzarech, Lashlimo, and you have to finish it off with them. Mishbur and Sivkot and Hay tells us, Aina the Taz, Shadaito, Tafilu lo kibel lo beferish, even if you didn't accept it upon yourself specifically. Kibel shahayo shom, bishaz kabolas at Tzibur, so you were there when they accepted upon themselves, Mimela cholol of a tainis, therefore, in default, it is upon you, Afshadat alasu, even though you're intending to go back to your own city eventually, but also lechol, afilu chutz l'tchomir, and in this situation, you can't even eat when you go outside the city, and this is also the opinion of Chaim Tzadid, the El Yerabba, like we pointed out before. With this, we conclude today's shiur.